Matt Whitaker, former U.S. Acting Attorney General.
This is such a great conversation about America, our future, what's going to save our republic.
We have a great football player. Matt Whitaker is here. Matt.
They tried to bury me. They didn't realize I was a C.
It's a touchdown. Whitaker.
Former acting U.S. Attorney General.
Under President Trump.
I'm going to be an unwavering supporter of law enforcement.
Welcome to Liberty and Justice with your host, Matt Whitaker.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Whitaker. Thanks for joining us. We have really an interesting conversation coming up right now. I'm joined by Michael Seifert, the founder and CEO of Public Square.
Yes, sir.
Public Square, I've been briefed on it today. Obviously, I've heard a lot of good things, but it's essentially, it's how you find patriotic small businesses in your own community. But tell me more about it.
I'd be happy to. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so we started the nation's largest directory marketplace of freedom-loving, patriotic, constitutionally sound businesses so that 100 million plus Americans that share these constitutional principles as their own worldview can spend money in alignment with their values. So we're not funding woke corporations that stand against everything we believe in. We were tired of complaining. Every day you hear a news story about a new corporation that's gone hyper-progressive, that are trying to lecture us about our political views, and we just had enough. So we thought, rather than just encouraging a boycott, why don't we just make a really hopeful, positive list of all of these great businesses that you should shop at? And then we'll actually encourage those businesses to give discounts to the users. And now we've created this Blossom community where you can receive incentive for spending money in alignment with your America First values. It's very cool.
I love that.
Thank you.
So let's talk about a practical application of that. Let's say I'm in my hometown of Ankeny, Iowa, which is a suburb of Des Moines, and I want a cup of coffee.
Yep.
I just pull up the Public Square app,
yep,
and it geolocates me, and it shows me where one of these America First type businesses are located. Is that how it works?
You got it. It's that simple. You get to the app, sign up for free, and the process is pretty quick. You want coffee, we'll show you both options in your local community. We'll also show you online options.
Okay.
So if you'd like to order some to your house, you've got that opportunity from a company that you know has trust involved in the transaction because you share a worldview. And then at the other side, if you want to shop somewhere local and you want to go in and have that face-to-face experience, you can do that too.
Yeah.
It's been really cool. And honestly, there are not many industries that we haven't covered. If you're looking for a new bank, you're looking for a new insurance broker, you're looking for a cup of coffee, it's pretty neat that you can actually put your purpose behind purchases. And the cool thing too is that it's not just Team GOP or the Republican marketplace. It's not that. It's actually the values that undergird why we vote the way we do. We figure that our values should mean everything to us. It should certainly influence how we shop.
Yeah, and so tell me how a business qualifies,
yep,
how they get on the directory, the app, and then how you make sure that they do what they say they're gonna do.
Yeah, great question. When a business signs up, it's also free. It takes only a few minutes. We have tens of thousands of businesses on the platform. There are five values that they see when they sign up. These values are pretty simply, we love this country, we believe in the freedoms endowed by our Creator, these unalienable rights. Government did not give us their rights, so it cannot take it away. The Constitution provides the guideline for what our rights look like. Government's role is to protect it, so a business should certainly not infringe upon our rights. We believe in protecting the family unit and the lives of and the sanctity of every single life. And we believe in judging people by the content of their character, not by their skin color, gender, ethnicity. There are some platforms today that will give free advertising to businesses of a certain skin color, and we think that's really distorted. We think that's taking steps backwards. We'd rather view everybody through the same lens. That's true equality, that we're people first, and then we're Americans. So the businesses agree to respect those values, and they're not gonna spend time, money, or resource antagonistically against those values. They also check a box that says we're gonna commit to making or sourcing as many of our products from the United States as possible. Then, once they're accepted into the platform, we vet them too on our end. Once they're in the platform, we have the community validate it. So a community can leave a piece of feedback for our team and say, hey, this business was amazing. I walked in, they treated me with a smile. They gave me that Public Square discount, and I feel like I made a new friend today in my transaction. Or they can tell us, hey, this business may not line up with what you guys say on your values. Now, that's ostensibly never happened, but it's great that we have that mechanism there in the event that that were to ever take place.
And so this is an opportunity for small businesses to raise their hand and to say, I agree with these core values, which are the fundamental values
exactly
of our country's
exactly
founding,
exactly,
to your point. you know, but the exciting news, I think, is not only is it just a local, you know, kind of a get local opportunity to find a coffee shop, you also have opportunities if you're buying something online.
Yep.
Instead of going to the major corporations that control online shopping, you can go on Public Square and order things delivered to your home.
That's exactly right. Amazon, you're going to be hard-pressed to find an American that actually likes Amazon, regardless of political ideology, their background. Very few people enjoy shopping at Amazon because it's a bunch of nameless, faceless brands. Yeah. They don't have a story to tell. You don't really get to meet the owner. And so what we've wanted to do is we wanted to provide a shopping experience where every brand has a story to tell. You're helping, again, you put that purpose behind your purchase. There's a feeling of, I'm changing the country with an order of coffee. We gave an awesome clothing company that's on the platform their most successful day of e-commerce sales they've ever had, really nice quality clothing. They donate a portion of all their proceeds to fatherhood initiatives in the United States. It's amazing. They're trying to help restore the family unit, helping men that are getting out of prison get reconnected with their families. Very, very cool stuff. So that you know with a blessed assurance, I'm not just buying an awesome piece of clothing that's made by people I can trust. I'm actually doing something good with my spending. It's just a total polar opposite from what you're hearing from the current corporate America environment. Yeah. That's DEI, ESG, life is about what your skin color is. We have to fight for equity and inclusion that really actually does the opposite. That's the message they're saying. We're trying to say, let's go back to the basics. What do we all afforded as a part of our constitution? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Let's make sure these businesses protect those things.
Yeah. So I know you're a high energy guy. You don't start a public company without being high energy. But like, we're here today at CPAC in Washington, D.C., which is amazing. And how great is this room? As you were coming in here, you can just feel the electricity of this place, can't you?
It is. It's rejuvenating. And anybody that says they don't have hope for the future of the country just needs to spend like 20 minutes in this room.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing to watch the amount of people that are willing to take time out of their schedules to come and support an event purely because they feel like they're surrounded by like-minded people that want the same country that they want. I have so much hope for the future of the United States. I actually think through organizations like this, through gatherings like this, through commerce platforms like ours, there's a new renaissance that the United States is stepping into. China and these other countries are falling away. Their demographics are collapsing. We have an opportunity to lead to a really fruitful future for our country. So yeah, I am filled with energy. I'm excited about it, and I'm hopeful.
Good. So we're going to link all this in the show notes and how to get a hold of you, how to get the app. But why don't you just walk our folks through, you know, you have a phone, Android, Apple, whatever you have. You go to the App Store and what do?
You search Public SQ, just like my shirt here. Search Public SQ, or you can search Public Square. We'll show up first there on the App Store or on Google Play. Or if you prefer to use it on a website, you can do that too. You can head to publicsq.com. You can get started there for free. It's free for the business and the consumer, and we'd love it if you'd join us on the journey.
Yeah, and we'll make sure we link all that in the show notes. I'm going to have to talk to him after the show about an affiliate link. But anyway, Michael, it's been really great talking to you. Anything else you'd like the viewers to know before we wrap up here?
I would say never be ashamed of your values. Live your life on the platform of your values, and that should affect everything you do, from how you vote to how you spend. And we hope that Public Square can be a helpful resource as you do that.
All right, Michael, thank you for your time.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Great.
All right, that's perfect.
Thanks.